personal explanation. I recognize now the honorable member from constituency 33. Honorable member, Mr. Lister, you have the floor.
Mr. Speaker, I rise this morning to inform this honorable house of a decision that I have taken after consultation with the executive of constituency 33 and other key supporters in my constituency. Mr. Speaker, I have decided that for the balance of my political career, I will stand as an independent member of this honorable house. Mr. Speaker, this decision required much thought, consultation, and most importantly, prayer. I have spoken with a wide variety of people in addition to my constituents. The strong response is that I should continue to put country first, and in doing so, should move away from the bounds of party politics and stand free to represent my constituents and my country, led by my God and my conscience. So you see, Mr. Speaker, ultimately, this was a fairly easy decision. I have served the Bermuda Progressive Labour Party since 1989. At that point, I was the campaign manager for Sandys when recovering from the disaster of the 1985 election, we regained the two seats previously lost in Sandys North, and we've held all Sandys seats since that election. Mr. Speaker, I have served as the chairman of the Sandys branch, co-national campaign chair with former premier of this country, the Honorable W. Alexander Scott, in 1993. I was appointed to the Senate following the 1993 election, serving with future ministers Milton Scott and Nalitha Butterfield. In 1998, Mr. Speaker, along with yourself, the Honorable Dennis Lister, currently the longest serving member of this Honorable House, and the Honorable Derek Burgess, I was part of the PLP team that swept the election. As most would know, I have been minister in several ministries, meeting with much success along the way. However, the past few years have been extremely difficult and less satisfying for myself. Some of that difficulty stems from my decision to stand in this very house in July 2009 to express my grave concerns about the rising debt that the country was incurring. Mr. Speaker, to my surprise, following the election loss on December 17th, I was asked by the deputy leader if I would take on the party leadership. I agreed with great reluctance. The parliamentary group agreed that I would go forward as their choice, and on Friday of that same week, an election for the party leader was held. I lost that election to the present leader. These things happen. However, what was of grave concern to myself and others was the hostility with which I was greeted. As an example, during my speech, I noted that I had served in the legislature for nearly 20 years. My comment was met with a response from a delegate who said, "Well, it's time for you to go." After the leadership election was over, the new leader asked me if I would become the shadow finance minister. I had never wished to be finance minister, so the job of shadow finance minister didn't really appeal to me. However, at the time, I said I would do the job. I pondered over this decision for the next 4 or 5 days. Finally, I decided to send the leader an email declining the post and making myself available for any other post on the shadow cabinet that the leader would wish for me to take. Within a very short time of me sending the email, I got a call from my wife, who asked me why I was not in the shadow cabinet. And I asked her to explain what she was talking about, and to my great surprise, she told me that the shadow cabinet had been announced 2 hours earlier. So I was out of cabinet long before I unknowingly sent my email. Mr. Speaker, last week, as we lined up to go to the cabinet grounds for the throne speech, I found myself lined up as the 36th member of this House. Of course, someone has to have that spot. Usually it's reserved for a brand new member of Parliament who is having his or her first day in the House, not a veteran of 19 years. So the message is clear. The delegate said, it's time for you to go. The leader has no place for me in his shadow cabinet. Remarkably, I'm hearing, Lister, you just aren't good enough. Mr. Speaker, I've heard the message, and I must now act on it. I will no longer stand as a PLP MP, but I will now instead stand for Bermuda. I will vote for Bermuda on all votes taken in this Honorable House. I look forward to serving this term and possibly future terms in this new role. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.